You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Wednesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Drew Lerner on the phone line to take a look at the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Let's start here in the Midwest. It's going to get cold again, I think, Drew.
Boy, that's an understatement. We're watching the cold up in Canada. It's been a wild ride already up there. And at this hour, we've seen a cold front cut through a part of the northern U.S. plains in the northwestern Corn Belt. Temperatures are falling rather significantly across some of that region. And we're going to see all that push down in through the heart of the Midwest with good 20-degree temperature drops when the front comes through initially. And then we'll probably see temperatures go even lower than that. We'll probably be seeing some afternoon high temperatures as we get into the weekend coming up, only in the teens and 20s in the northwestern Corn Belt and 20s and 30s in the rest of the region. And low temperatures at night will probably get down pretty nippy as well. We're going to be expecting to see some of those temperatures below zero in the northwestern Corn Belt. It's really regular wintertime weather for sure across a big part of the region. We'll expect those some of the lower parts of the Midwest to not be quite so cold over the course of the weekend, with those afternoon temperatures probably holding up into some 30s and some 40s. So most of the coldest air is going to be in the north where those teens and 20s occur.
And then if you turn your attention to some warmer climes, how are they doing in South America?
Well, they are looking very good. I can't find too much wrong with the pattern right now, and certainly not in Brazil. We've got some pockets that are a little dry, but it looks like the forecast models are assuring that there will be rain in those dry pockets at one time or another over the next 2 weeks. So the end result is that there's going to be a pretty darn good environment for crops to continue to be planted in, as well as development in the early part of the season here. Argentina is also doing a lot better. Of course, they were way too dry a few weeks ago, but they are in good shape today, and they're in a net drying mode right now, but coming up this weekend and then periodically on into the end of the month, we're going to see more showers and thunderstorms coming and going. So I really can't find fault with any of the crop areas down there in South America.
And in Australia, how is the wheat crop progressing there?
Well, the harvest is underway across a large part of the production region. It is done in the north, but it's moving along fairly swiftly in the southern portions, or I should say interior southern portions. The weather pattern has been very good for them as well. Most of the crop is being taken out of the fields without any weather-related delay. Maybe next week we'll see a little bit of a change where there will be a little more rainfall in some of the southeastern part of the country, but I'm still not anticipating anything more than disruption to harvesting. I do not think we'll have any kind of a grain quality issue.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us right here on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. And that wraps it up. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.